Do you remember when hiring was all about experience, skills, technical ability, and industry expertise? If you entered the workforce after 1995, then you remember the swing into the digital world as the kaboom kicked in. There were no digitally skilled people. They did not exist. We learned on the fly as time went on to adapt to technology changes. Today, the hot topic is soft skill expertise. Soft skills have finally topped the chart. If you are competing for an opportunity and the other runner-up has a passionate, engaging personality, and you don't, it is you that will be it too. What employers need and want today is talent, with above-average verbal engaging communication skills, along with being accurate and aware of how written communication can impact all. Passion, dedication, and loyalty demonstrated by genuine behavior consistently are what draws others to be on side. Having it all, as they say, doesn't necessarily mean you can walk in and fly, but you can sure endear yourself to all you meet and encounter so they know you are the genuine deal. The want, need, and desire to drive excellence becomes a star strength as well as we maneuver through the end of this decade. Organizations need to find an edge over their competitors, and what could be a better edge than the people who are on the team or joining the team? Culture is driven from the top down. A strong balance of superstars mixed with those who support them, who are mostly always on the same page, is what rocks in today's employment hiring market. To succeed, you need more than just talent. You need to be the whole package. Would you buy a vehicle you were uncomfortable driving? Of course not. You would find the right vehicle with the right specifications, so you benefit from the right decision. Same goes for hiring. You wouldn't expect to be hired if the competition has excellent persuasive soft skills along with everything else required, and you don't, would you? Sometimes we have an off day, but just don't allow that to be on any interview dates you accept. If something personal happens to put you off your game, tell the interviewer why your mind is wandering. You don't have to be specific, but share why you may appear uninterested and explain how you are absolutely interested. If you feel you are lacking or need to upgrade your skills in any area, now would be the right time to focus on you. Engaged, passionate, and tune-driven teams will win over organization teams that are emotionally and soft skill fractured every single time. Those with endearing, sensitive business brilliance is shining through today and not thought of as mushy leaders, but as well-rounded, engaged leaders. Isn't your best employment memory of the tough boss? You know, the boss who may have driven you and pushed you past your comfort zone consistently, but did so with a twinkle in their eye as they urged and applauded you as you earned each next career step. As we continue down the path of next-generation technology, we seem to have less personal interaction. If we each take one step every day to ensure we remain a face-to-face and touch world, then we will be successful in protecting relationships. 1. Your personal skills. Care enough to want to do more than what is required. Set the bar high and reach the top. If you think you can, you will. If you think you can't, you won't. If you want to achieve maximum potential in your career path, you will care and you will find a way to get others on your page. Be a trailblazer and enhance what you need to build on. Nobody is perfect, but lots of people are lazy when it comes to themselves. Don't get caught in the I can't change rut. I am who I am. Indeed, you are who you are, but are you the best version of you or? Hopefully, this content has given you food for thought. Soft skills rock.